At half past the 10th hour of the evening, Locke Lamora entered the throne room, one hand on his rapier, staring at the Grey King, seated 30 yards away. Locke was breathing hard, his blood up, the feel of Reynard's blade exhilarating and terrifying. He cleared his throat. "Grey King," he said. "Thorn of Camor." "I'm pleased," said Locke. "I thought you might have left already. But I'm sorry. You needed that frigate, didn't you? I had my good friend, the Countess Amberglass, send it to the bottom of the bay." "That deed," said the Grey King, "will lose its savor in a few minutes. Where's Jean Tannen?" "On his way," said Locke. Locke walked forward, cutting the distance between them. "Why did you do it, Luciano? Why didn't you try for an honest accommodation with us? One might have been reached."
"There was no room for might," said the Grey King. "You had what I needed, and you were too dangerous to let live once I had it."
Locke stepped forward again, unsheathing his rapier. "Justice is red," he said. The Grey King faced Locke in a fencer's crouch, his blade ready.
"It is indeed."
Locke struck, his blade a blur, but the Grey King parried easily, his riposte forcing Locke into an undignified backward lunge. Warily, Locke circled, a dagger appearing in his left hand.
"You're not actually very good at this, are you?" the Grey King taunted.
"It would be to my advantage if you thought so," Locke countered. The Grey King laughed savagely.
"No more bluffs, no more games."
He fell on Locke, his footwork a blur, his blade cutting into Locke's left arm, wrist, and shoulder. Warm blood flowed, nausea rising in Locke's chest as the dagger dropped from his hand.
"At last we come to something you cannot pretend your way out of, Master Lamora," said the Grey King. "Goodbye."
Locke whispered, "Azaguila, give me justice for the death of my friends. Give me blood for the death of my brothers." He thrust and missed, his desperation meeting the Grey King's precision at every turn. The Grey King's blade struck Locke's shoulder, and he tumbled to his knees, his arms shattered. The Grey King loomed above him.
"You cannot win, Lamora."
"I don't have to beat you," Locke gasped, blood staining his lips. "I just have to keep you here until Jean shows up."
The Grey King hesitated, half turning at the mention of Jean, and Locke seized the moment. Snaking his right arm around the Grey King's waist, he drew the dagger from his enemy's belt and drove it into his back. The Grey King staggered, his breath hitching in shock.
"For Kahlo," Locke whispered, wrenching the blade free and plunging it into the Grey King's chest. "For Galdo."
Blood poured from the Grey King as Locke raised the dagger one last time.
"For Bug."
The Grey King collapsed, his lifeless eyes staring up at Locke. Locke sank above the corpse, tears streaming as he sobbed.
"My brothers. My friends."